We, your children, come this morning with heads bowed and humble hearts. We come approaching your mighty throne of grace, asking you to look down upon us and love us and care for us as your very own. We come praying, dear Father, we will continue to stand bold in this world and preach and teach the almighty word of God, letting the world know Jesus Christ and the pardons of their sins. We come praying also, dear Father, that we, your children, preach this word, that we will not grow weary in well-doing. We will not seek to turn back into this world, but forever be willing to march homeward to see Jesus Christ. We also come praying, dear Father, this morning for our children's class. We're asking that they will come in record numbers. For too often our children have turned against the parent. The child has stood and decided to be disrespectful. We pray, dear Father, that you will help us get those children. Teach and preach them the almighty word of God so they will know their role in this world rather than leaving it to somebody else. We're also praying, dear Father, that all of the times that we preach and teach, that we will snap out Satan wherever we go. For we know that Satan is like a roaring lion, traveling to and fro and up and down under this earth, seeking whom he can devour. But let us, your children, stand firm on the word of God. Shake a fist of rebellion in his face and let him know we're not his to be had. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we go, we, your children, will meet all of those that are grouping in darkness in this world. Take the time to preach the word of God to them, for that's all we have to give them. And once they receive the word of God, let them gain a repentant spirit and come back and ask, what must I do to be saved? We're also praying, dear Father, that we will continue to love and care for one another. Some people haven't spoke to each other for years. We're praying, dear Father, that we will drop that malice and find ways to love and hug our brothers and sisters and then go out and meet the world. We're also praying, dear Father, for our preacher brothers. We're asking that they will continue to stand firm on the word of God so they can make their calling and election sure, that they will preach so boldly that they will give full proof of their ministry. And once they've done this, let them continue to have the zeal to preach the word of God to all they come in contact with. We're also praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will teach the world how to love. For we have one of the best examples that could ever be given, and that was Jesus Christ going to the cross for us. So let him not die in vain, but let us stand firm on the word of God, loving and caring for each other as we should and ought. And once we've done all of these things that you have commanded of us, we pray that you will look down upon us and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter ye into the joys that had been prepared for you from the foundation of the world, and this will be enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen.